This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday appeared to play down a suggestion he made in an interview with Time magazine that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was dragging out the Gaza war for political reasons. Quote, "There's every reason for people to draw that conclusion," Biden replied in the interview published on Tuesday. But later in the day at the White House, the 81-year-old appeared to back away from the claim. "I don't think so," he said. "He's trying to work out the serious problem he has," Biden told reporters when asked if Netanyahu was playing politics. Hundreds of healthcare workers killed in the Gaza war have included 55 highly qualified specialists who were seeking to create a healthcare system for a Palestinian state, Reuters found. Correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Dr. Sareen Al-Attar, obstetrician. Dr. Medhat Saidam, plastic surgeon. Dr. Hamam Al-Lur, kidney specialist. They are among at least 490 Gazan healthcare workers killed since the war between Israel and Hamas broke out on October 7th, according to Gaza's health ministry. A network of knowledge that it will take Gaza years to recover died with them. But the health sector was making advances in some fields, thanks to investment and support from abroad, and the persistence of doctors like Al-Attar, Saidam and Al-Lur. They wanted to create a healthcare system for a future Palestinian state. Then came the war.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The Slovenian parliament approved the recognition of an independent Palestinian state with a majority vote on Tuesday, following in the steps of Spain, Ireland, and Norway. Of the 27 members of the European Union, Sweden, Cyprus, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria have already recognized a Palestinian state. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced plans for significant and immediate restrictions on migrants trying to claim asylum at the southern border. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The move would bar migrants from getting asylum once officials deem the border is overwhelmed.
This action will help us gain control of our border.
The president says he'd rather have had legislation to address the issue instead of going it alone.
But Republicans have left me no choice.
Saying they weaponized a key issue by rejecting a bipartisan bill months ago at Donald Trump's urging. House Speaker Mike Johnson and others, though, call the president's move a political stunt, noting he waited to act until months before an election where immigration is a White House liability.
It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new report by the UN Refugee Agency warns few protection services are available to help the hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants who risk their lives every year making the dangerous journey from Africa to Europe. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report highlights the many horrors faced by refugees and migrants who embark on dangerous trips leading from East and West Africa across the central Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Every year, the UN Refugee Agency says many people from about 20 different African countries, and increasingly from Asia and the Middle East, die while crossing the desert or borders. Most of those who survive suffer serious human rights violations en route, including sexual and gender-based violence, kidnappings for ransom, and torture. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's National Democratic Alliance coalition has won a majority in parliament, according to official results from India's Election Commission. Modi had already declared victory for his alliance earlier on Tuesday, claiming a mandate to push forward with his agenda, even though his party lost seats to a stronger-than-expected opposition, which pushed back against his mixed economic record and polarizing politics. More than 640 million votes were cast in the marathon election, held over a span of 6 weeks in the world's largest democratic exercise. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, you can always download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.